The World Food Programme warns the number of displaced, homeless, and severely affected people could rise further as the floods show no sign of abating. Rain is normal at this time of year, but this year, Ethiopia has experienced some of the heaviest and most intense on record. WFP spokeswoman Christiane Bertillon says water is rising to critical levels at three dams in the west, south, and north. They are threatening to burst their banks.
The government will probably have to open the van to release the water. But that means that, you know, there will be some flooding around those dams if they have to do that. So they've been telling people, you know, on and on to leave the area, that there is a danger of flooding, to leave to higher places.
The first big flood hit Ethiopia August 6th. Heavy rains in mid-August caused the Omo River to burst its banks, flooding large areas of land in the south and west, some 800 kilometers south of the capital, Addis Ababa. Bertillon says thousands of people are marooned and encircled by flood waters in isolated areas along the Omo River Valley. She says the flooding killed more than 300 people, washed away almost 3,000 livestock, and destroyed 760 grain reserves.
People are still stranded in the waters right now. Our colleague from WFP is there, has been there, he's been traveling by boat. And he says that a lot of people do not want to go. They want to stay even if they're surrounded by water because they don't want to leave their animals. I mean, this is their only source of revenue, so they don't want to go. But the government is doing its utmost. It has sent both helicopters.
Earlier flash floods in the badly hit town of Deir Dawa killed more than 250 people. Many are still missing, and it is feared the national death toll may rise. The World Food Programme says the lashing rain and devastated infrastructure is hampering relief efforts. American soldiers from a U.S. military base in neighboring Djibouti arrived in Deir Dawa at the weekend to assist the emergency services in the post-flood operations. The government is appealing to the international community to provide urgent search and rescue assistance in the form of helicopters and motorboats. The United Nations says many flood victims are at risk from waterborne diseases, including acute diarrhea and cholera. It says funds are urgently needed so WFP and other aid organizations can expand their humanitarian operations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.